the Matters of the Heart podcast with me, Bishop Sharon Jones. This podcast is designed to equip, empower, support, and change lives through a whole and healthy relationship with God while dealing with the matters of the heart. I want you to download, subscribe, follow, and share this app with your friends. Listen, while you are listening, invite them to join in because it can only be a blessing. I know something is going to be said that will bless you and give you strength for your journey. So invite a friend and come along and let's take this journey together. Amen. God bless you. You know, it's been some time since I've been on the podcast, but I was sitting here in my office and it just came on my mind, amen, to get on my podcast right quick. I'm not going to be long, but I just want to say something of concern, a concern that's in my heart. You know, something very serious has been happening to the body or in the body of Christ. We've been letting our message of faith and righteousness slip because what we are doing feels good. You know, some of us have just been in the church all of our life and we just feel the freedom to do some things. Amen. And we are causing the message of our faith and the message of what we believe in to slip. I'm not just talking about those who are surrounded by religion, that they have never experienced the power and the anointing of Jesus Christ in their life, but I'm talking about those who've been in the church all of their life, known the power of prayer. They know the power of prayer, have experienced the touch of the Holy Ghost in their life, have testified to the goodness and healing of God. We have let our faith slip. Oh my God, listen, precious hearts, we are the ones the enemy wants. Those that have been in the church all of our lives, those that have been testifying to the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, those are the ones that the enemy wants to get. He wants to get us because he wants to discredit and bring shame upon the church. Amen. Now, that's just the truth, because so many are looking at our life. They're looking at us. We say we are the examples of Christ, and the enemy wants to discredit us. But it does not matter how long you've been a believer or how long you've been in the church. You can easily slip if you slack off. If we slack off from doing what we know is right, if we slack off from praying, if we slack off from reading the word of God, we will slip. And we've got to labor. Listen, people of God, we've got to labor. And we've got to dig deep in God's word. We cannot allow ourselves to become casual and careless about our prayer life. We cannot do it. We've got to hang on to the promises of God day after day. And we must be diligent to keep our faith from slipping. If we do this, we will not fail. The Bible says, therefore, we ought to give the most earnest heed. Listen, we've got to give the most earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we will let them slip. That's what Hebrew, the second chapter in the first verse. I want to say it again. It says, therefore, we ought to give the most earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. 1 Peter 5 and 8 in the Message Bible says, keep a cool head. Talking to the people of God, talking to us that have been in the church all of our life. We've got to keep a cool head. We've got to stay alert. The devil is poised to pounce. He wants to jump on top of us and would like nothing better than to catch us napping. This is from the middle, hallelujah, from the middle of the front chair of the church to the back, from side to side, we've got to watch and pray, because the devil wants to pounce pounce on us. He wants to catch us napping. He wants to stick in there. Hallelujah. If you give, you know, I've always heard people say, if you give him an inch, you take a mile. Hallelujah. He wants to stick that toe into the door of our spiritual walk to cause us to slip. It's time for us to get back to our prayer life. Do you hear me? It's time for us to get back to our prayer life. It's time for us to get back to us studying the Word of God. We've got to watch as well as pray. We've got to watch because the enemy wants to come in. He wants to cause us to fall short and to slip and stop believing what the Word of God and stop believing what we know is right. Listen, we have so many. The Bible says we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. So many inside of the church and outside of the church. We've got young people that are watching our life. We've got young people that are listening to our conversations. We've got young people who are listening to what we do. Preachers, come on. Mothers in the church, come on. Hallelujah. We are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. We have young people who are falling. The enemy is destroying their lives because they're looking at us who say we know God. They're listening to us who say we know God. Hallelujah. They're listening to our conversation. They're watching what we do. They're watching how we live. Hallelujah. Yes, they are. They're watching how we dress. Yes, they are. And they feel like it's all right to do some things. And even those that have been in the church, we just feel like it's all right for us to do some things, but it's not all right. God is holding us responsible. If we cause the least one to slip, we're going to be held responsible for that precious heart. Come on, people of God. It's time for us to tighten up our bootstrings. It's time for us to tighten up. Go back to what we know is right, to go back to the Word of God, to go back to our prayer life, to go back to our reading of the Word of God and be an example, hallelujah, of holy living. The enemy has caught so many unaware. Bible says in the last days, there will be a great falling away. My God, I don't want to be in that falling away part. I only want to hear God say, well done, my good and faithful servant. And that's what you should want today. Come on, people. It's time for us to get it straight. There's an old song that says, get right with God and do it now. Get right with God and he'll show you how. Hallelujah. And all we've got to do is just have a made up mind to live for the Lord. I just wanted to stop by, just a little pit stop, to put a word in today to encourage that heart that's about to faint, to encourage that heart that's about to fall. Your living for God is not in vain. The enemy tries to make us feel like we've lost out on so much and losing out on so much because we're living for God. But oh God, no, you haven't lost out. You haven't lost out. My God, you haven't lost out. God wants to bless your life. God wants to bless your life. Yes, he do. All we've got to do is just hold on, keep the faith, and keep trusting God. And God will bless you. Yes, he will. I'm not talking about nothing I don't know. I'm talking about what I've experienced. God will bless you. God will open that door for you. God will make that way for you. All you've got to do is just keep on trusting him. In spite of what's going on around you, in spite of what it looks like, in spite of what it sounds like, keep on holding on to God. And let your light so shine that men and women, girls and boys in your home first, let them see you living right in your home first. And then we can spread it out. In the name of Jesus. Come on, people. Let's get it right. Let's get it right. Let's do it right. Remember, we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses that's watching us, that's listening to us. Woo! The enemy wants us to fall, but you hold on. You stay encouraged. God is not going to let you fall. If you have a mind to hold on, it's not God's will. That's what his word says, that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for joining me just for a little pit stop in the matters of the heart, from my heart to your heart. Hold on, people. Hold on. Don't you give up. I want to encourage you today. Hold on. Don't you give up. Know that God loves you. Yes, he does. Know that your life is precious in the sight of God. You got somebody who loves you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now God bless you, and the Lord keep you day by day as we go through this journey. I pray that the Lord will bless you and keep you. His face will shine upon you and be gracious unto you, that the Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. I speak sweet peace today, a peace that passes all understanding. Now tune in next time when we bring you another inspiring and uplifting word that will equip, empower, support, and change your life and give you an encouragement to hold on, keep the faith, and trust God. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.